Hey, Person County. Welcome to the second Turn the Page show, where we talk about the love of books and reading. On the first episode a couple weeks ago, I told you about an entertaining memoir by a North Carolina woman. We're going to switch gears a bit today and look at fiction, and specifically my favorite form of fiction, mysteries and thrillers. I've recently read a couple of Nelson DeMille offerings and had a good time with both. But first, a little about reading in general. Have you read books, maybe years or even decades ago, that made such an impression that you still, years later, remember where you were and how you felt while reading those books? I know, I'm a serious book nerd, but some of my best memories involve reading. When I was in my late teens and early 20s, there was some great reading. Sidney Sheldon, John Irving, Stephen King, Agatha Christie, James A. Michener, Herman Woke, Upton Sinclair's The Money Changers, Colleen McCullough's The Thornbirds, John Irving's The World According to Garp, Jeffrey Archer's Cain and Abel, Jean M. Owles' The Clan of the Cave Bear, Alice Walker's The Color Purple, John Jake's North and South, and there are many more that I remember reading back in the younger days. I still remember where I was and how I felt while reading these and other certain books. Rich Man, Poor Man by Irwin Shaw takes me back to the sand and waves at Myrtle Beach. The Trilogy of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien evokes my teenage bedroom in my parents' house after a long day of working on the farm. I read Mary Jane by Dorothy Sterling when I was in fourth or fifth grade. This book is about an African-American girl who was the first student of color in a former all-white elementary school in the 1960s Deep South. I remember talking about it with my mother, who read it along with me. We had some great conversations sitting on the front porch or in the car driving out to the turkey pen about treating people with respect. I also remember as a young teen reading Mr. and Mrs. Bojo Jones by Ann Head, again at Myrtle Beach. This is probably my all-time favorite book. It resonated, I think, because of my older sister, who, like the book's main character, got married at 16 with a baby on the way. In my early 20s, I got hooked on V.C. Andrews novels. Flowers in the Attic was the first in the Dahlinganger series. I vividly remember devouring it during a particularly cool rainy day in May, which is unusual in South Carolina. During my 20s, and for years, Nelson DeMille wasn't on my radar. I heard about him, of course, looked at reviews of his books, but never got around to reading him. Flash forward to my early 40s, and I liked the movie The General's Daughter, which was based on his book of the same name. You may remember the movie. John Travolta had the lead male role. Still, I didn't read DeMille's books. Late last year, though, I discovered A Cuban Affair and enjoyed it. That put DeMille on my radar. As I often do nowadays, I listened to the book on Audible. It was narrated by Scott Brick, who has performed several other books I like. He's an awesome narrator. I probably liked listening to this book better than I would have liked actually reading it, to be honest, just because of Brick's performance. Still, the storyline was tight and suspenseful, and it kept me guessing most of the time. The basic premise is this. Matt McCormick is captain of a charter fishing boat in Key West. He's hired by a beautiful woman who wants to go to Cuba to recover $60 million her grandfather hid years earlier. This was before travel between the U.S. and Cuba was made easier, by the way. While sailing on this dangerous mission, Mac and Sarah, the woman who hired him, become attracted to each other. Danger, romance, and intrigue are plentiful on this voyage. There are a couple of spots where I think the dialogue overwhelms the storyline, and DeMille tries to throw in a few too many twists and turns at the very end. But overall, this was a fun read. After the Cuban affair, I found DeMille's Radiant Angel on the Person County Public Library's free digital download app, Libby. This one was also narrated by Brick. Radiant Angel, published in 2015, is a better story than A Cuban Affair. It features John Corey, star of several DeMille books. Corey is a former NYPD detective, now working as a contract agent for the U.S. government as part of the Diplomatic Surveillance Group. In Radiant Angel, Corey is watching the comings and goings of Colonel Vasily Petrov, ostensibly a diplomat who is actually a member of the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. Corey and rookie agent Tess Faraday follow Petrov and two other men when they drive out of the Russian embassy on Manhattan's east side. Corey prides himself on never losing someone he's watching, but Petrov manages to give him the slip via boat. When Corey and Faraday discover more about the identity of Petrov's companions, the action quickly heats up. And they also discover Petrov is planning a devious and devastating attack on New York that will make 9/11 look like child's play. The twists and turns in this book feel more real than those in A Cuban Affair. And I admit to being on the edge of my seat a few times while listening and wishing I was reading instead of listening so I could turn pages faster. These latest DeMille works make me want to go back and read his earlier books. For now, though, I'm working on the latest by one of my current favorite authors, Frederick Bachman. He's the Swedish writer who penned A Man Called Ove, My Grandmother Asked Me to Tell You She's Sorry, and Britt Marie Was Here, among others. I have to say, on my mother's reading scale, most of Bachman's books are burn the biscuits good. Bear Town is his latest, published in 2016. And it's about a hockey team in a remote Swedish village where winter lasts forever and hockey is religion for most citizens of Bear Town. The sequel, Us Against You, is coming out in June. Bachman has the most subtle, poignant way of pointing out the common flaws possessed by all humans. He really makes me think and feel, and I like that. I hope to be able to tell you more about Bear Town on the next episode of Turn the Page. Thank you so much for listening. Happy reading.